Unfortunately, the fighting is still ongoing in Afashi. It's quite intense, and every day we receive more and more patients in South Hospital wounded. And unfortunately, some people died from their injuries. So now we are at 747 injured, including 86 deaths that arrived to the hospital. Obviously, there are much more than that because some of them, they are not arriving to the hospital or they died directly in the different areas of El Fasher. So it's really a fierce fighting at the moment, and we have no sign of improvement so far, which is quite worrying. Obviously, we are still continuing our activities, but it starts to be more and more difficult because already there is just one surgeon at the moment who is able to do this operation needed. All the surgical cases.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. At South Hospital, the hospital that MSF supports in Al Fashir, you say you have only one surgeon. How is MSF managing the overwhelming number of patients with severe injuries when you only have one surgeon?
It's very difficult at the moment because we have just one surgeon, so it means that he's almost operating around the clock. And of course, it's been more than 10 days now that there is heavy fighting, and every day we are receiving more severe cases. So it means that there are still some cases that needs to be operated and are still waiting. But unfortunately, we are managing now to get more staff on the ground and getting some support of this surgeon, because if not, of course, it will have lots of consequences for the cases that are expecting to go under surgery at the moment.
You also have a critical shortage of medical supplies. What types of supplies are most needed or urgently needed right now? And tell me a little bit about the challenges that you face in obtaining these supplies.
Yes, so the supplies, it will run out quite quickly, about 10 days maybe. We will run a lot of surgical supplies specifically, because of course, the very huge number of patients we received. It means that very soon, unfortunately, it will run out of some items, especially surgical items, trauma items that is needed for treating these patients and also in the emergency room. Obviously, the supply comes from Chad for the last year since the war started. So it means that we will need to have everything come from Chad. And of course, we need to discuss with all warring parties because there are lots of checkpoints and things, and of course, insecurity on the road. So this needs to be discussed with them.
I was wondering about that because last time we talked, you said you were in communication with both the Sudan Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces that are fighting in Al Fashir. Now you're trying to urge them to respect medical facilities and civilian lives. Tell me, how is that going?
Yeah, so this is always a difficult situation in the middle of such fighting for the parties to respect our facilities, health facilities, health workers, civilians as such as well, because as the fighting is happening in the city, it's a very big challenge. And of course, when we are also moving the trucks to bring in supply, we really need this to be appropriated, respected. And so it's an ongoing challenge and discussion we have basically every day with the warring parties.
Thank you very much, Claire Nicolette, and good luck and your team and your work.
Thank you very much.